Today is Friday, the 21st of February, in the sixth week of Ordinary Time.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There are precious fountains, free.
Salt of the Sound sing, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And he said to them, Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power.
By this time, Jesus had quite a large crowd of followers, admirers, people who liked the way he talked, who were encouraged by his good news. But then he comes out with this stuff about losing your life, and he talks about the cross, the Roman form of execution. How do you think this change in tone might have sounded to his followers. Suppose you'd been part of that crowd. How would you have reacted? What would you have said to the person next to you? Can you imagine how it would have felt? What comes to mind when you hear these words of Jesus again? What might have been the reaction in the crowd? Think for a moment what it might have been like. A shocked silence, maybe. Then a growing murmur. This teaching would have been too much for some.
He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power."
Is there something that is preventing you from hearing what Jesus wants to say to you? Something you need to lose, to let go of? Let the Spirit of God show you what you need to let go of, and let it go. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.